This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, what's going on?
What's up? I'm struggling.
I think everyone's exhausted today because it's just a very extremely fun time of year. And if you're doing nothing, you think I should be having fun because there's loads of fun things to do.
Literally, I have no get up and go about me at all today. I've just spent the whole weekend drinking.
Yeah.
So, I mean, always just fun.
Talk to me about your weekend. So I know you went to the Dublin match yesterday, but prior to that, what were you doing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I was out on Friday and I just went to the pub to watch the match, and then I think I did the same thing on Saturday. And
it's just go, go, go.
There's go.
Like on top
I was in Pippa's house on Saturday and that was it. And yeah, it was just, yeah.
Between like the GA matches over the weekend, then on top of that, obviously the World Cup matches, loads of events to like go and meet friends or whatever. Then you got all the outdoor gigs. It's just been mad. I'm really going to miss them, you know.
I was in a suite in the Croke Park Hotel.
Oh, go on, lovely.
Pippa was invited for some agency, and so we got like free drink and food and everything.
So that was in the Croke Park Hotel before the match?
Before the match, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
It was savage, yeah.
And then she extended the invite to your mum and dad as well. That was really sweet.
No, they were going anyway.
Ah.
Yeah, they were going, so we just met them in Croke Park.
Oh, that's class.
So they didn't get any of the free food or any of the free
drink. I bet your mum and dad love Pippa, do they?
They absolutely love her.
Yeah, they absolutely love her.
It's mad.
So
we were talking about an ex-girlfriend before, from years and years and years ago. Like, you wouldn't even know this person. And she was just like, I remember they were just like, oh yeah, she just kept talking. And I was like, if you think she kept talking, what do you think of Pippa? And they went, no, Pippa always has something to say. She was like, your one didn't.
Oh, for God's sake. It's so funny when finally the breakup happens and you really find out how your parents actually felt about that person.
It's crazy,
isn't it?
Because
they actually play along for you. Because,
yeah, which is nice.
Yeah.
But all my friends as well. There was another ex I had that they all absolutely hated. And They said nothing.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, they were like, yeah, man, we're so buzzing she's gone.
That's the worst, because then when they break up and they say that, and then you go, we're actually back together. Yeah. You're like, oh, right. She's actually lovely. I didn't mean what I said there last weekend.
Love her, big fan.
Enjoy today's show. Hopefully, if you're feeling like us, you recoup today, and we'll catch you live in the morning.
Spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Good morning.
How are you? Welcome back to a brand new week. The best week of our lives,
Do you know what? I think it's going to be a good one. It's kind of nice to feel, and don't hate me for this, I know Dave will like it, but it's a little bit cooler. It's kind of nice.
I was happy with that. I was looking at my car today. It was 14 degrees.
I was like, that'll do me.
Perfect.
Yeah, little jacket.
But
no harm.
Don't tell anyone we said that.
I know, please, because we'll get cancelled.
I also think there is potential for the heat to come back next week.
I've been stuck into this story.
Which I feel like is kind of perfect, because we'll have a week of normal weather, Irish weather.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time...
We get sick of that.
We'll be kind of gagging for the heat again.
Exactly. Sunday, it's back with a bang. Sunday.
God, we love complaining, don't we?
I know. Nothing really suits us.
People like
long.
To pretend that it's just me, but no.
No, I'm fully with
As
you.
Irish people, we just complain a lot.
I woke up yesterday morning, and you know the way, like, you'd leave loads of the windows in the house, like, slightly open all night?
Yeah.
And it's just the way it is. And, like, when I left the bedroom yesterday morning to go to the loo, I was like, oh my God, the house feels cool.
Yes, there was
this
actually a cross
so
breeze.
Nice. Yeah, it was class. I was going to talk about something else here, but you know what? We are devils for talking about the weather. And I'm so on board with the... I think there's even going to lash tomorrow, and I'm going to be like, lovely.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
No, but then Sunday. But you don't mind when you know we're back on
then, you know what I mean? When it's coming back for us.
Yeah, if the weather wants to do this, week on, week off, suit us down to the ground, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't be too opposed to it, yeah. I'm excited. It's going to be a good week.
I think so too.
Who wants to hear my bagel crunch?
God, we wouldn't start the day properly without that crunch.
Good morning.
I'm absolutely exhausted from all the fun that's going on lately.
There is so much going on.
There's just so much fun. Everything's so much fun.
I feel like it happens every year, but we forget that it happens every year.
Yeah.
So now that we're in that era at the moment, we're like, oh my God, I love Dublin. There's so much going on.
There's so much to do.
Yeah.
The weather's so good. What a city.
Everyone's here.
If you want to be entertained, this is the place to be. Yeah. North side, south side,
what's
city
that?
Centre and beyond.
The ad that's like the funnest city in Europe. And I was like, well, that's not official, but it might be.
It might be. Went to two gigs this weekend, both very varying in nature. I went to see The Cure on Friday. I don't mind telling you, I knew nothing
You didn't know Friday I'm in Love?
No, sorry. I knew those three songs.
Okay, thank God.
They are the only three songs I know from The Cure. So wow. I had a lot of background homework to do.
Listen, this is okay. I last Tuesday basically said I didn't know any U2, so
yeah, no.
we're in this together. We're absolute disasters
of like,
radio people.
I was totally wrong about who they were in my head. I kind of saw them as like these kind of punk rockers from England. In my head, based on their music. No, they're like gothic legends. And I had it so wrong. I had no idea. It was such a lovely crowd of people.
Like, where was it?
It was in Marley.
Oh, was
which
it?
Which was obviously mad handy for us, yeah.
Oh, savage. I didn't know that.
So we went down to Marley Friday for them. Yeah, it was so good.
What was the crowd like? Was it...
Older. Definitely older.
But like, was it packed like?
Packed. Sell out, like.
You're joking.
It felt... I was at Lewis Capaldi earlier in the week. And even though this is what was really confusing to me, capacity is capacity and sellout is sellout. So why it felt 10 times busier for The Cure than it did at Lewis Capaldi, I don't understand.
I wonder, is it because people are sitting down and
maybe
they're taking up more space, so you think that there's more people?
That's actually a really good point, yeah. But like a totally dedicated crowd, they went played for like... I actually couldn't tell you because I won't lie, we did leave before the last song just to kind of start walking. But it went on and on and on. Like, older people giving it total socks.
Mm.
Then went back down Saturday night for this lad. That is not what I was looking for.
You went to Ariana Grande?
No, I didn't. She's actually not touring Northern just at the moment. This lad. Obviously, there's no Sign of Longitude this year, but that was a mini version.
Was that it?
That was it.
Calvin Harris
was I think, Longitude. The Longitude of 2026.
Fair
yeah.
enough, because he played Longitude 2022.
2 or 3 years ago, didn't he? Yeah.
Yes.
And it felt like that crowd, because I feel sorry for the Longitude crowd, because there's nothing really on for them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In terms of like that kind of younger acts, like R&B acts or whatever, like big dance acts like the Joel Corrys and that kind of genre isn't really around in terms of the outdoor gigs this year.
Fair.
So that's where everyone was if you were missing out in that crowd. They were all at
Whether
Calvin
they had
Harris
tickets or not, they were there. Did you see the amount of videos of people jumping in?
I heard about it. Tell me.
I just saw like... I saw guards like running after people. I saw lads jumping over fences. I saw them tearing down fences. And I was like, this is crazy.
I saw a young fella get arrested in front of his ma.
No.
Like, as his mom was like, ah, Jesus, son. Do you know what I mean? That was the level.
Oh, God.
But it was absolutely brilliant. Banger after banger.
My housemates went, and this is how old we are now. They were talking about how to get home, and they ended up getting a shuttle bus
okay.
to the Lewis, to Dundrum Lewis.
Perfect, yeah.
And they were like, I was like, how's the gig? They were like, yeah, the gig was great. But we were just so impressed because they got the shuttle bus for only a tenner to the Dundrum Lewis stop. And even the Lewis people were there and they were like, just get on the Lewis. You don't have to worry about paying. Just get on the Lewis there. And we did, and we were right home. It was great. We'll do that in future.
And it was lovely.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what we'll do.
Do you know the 16's great? Like, I never realised it actually spins down and drops you at Dundrum Lewis from that road. That's got, I know what you mean though. It's like, it was very convenient and I enjoyed it. And I think I'd recommend that service now, that shuttle bus, that company. Very well done. Got everyone there. Bish, bash, bosh. Yeah. Aren't the Lewis and home. But off we go now. What are we going to tomorrow? Maroon 5.
Yeah, in Malahide. You go to that as well.
So, it's everything's so much fun.
I can't wait to that.
I'm buzzing.
That's. Yesterday was my Christmas day. Today is my Stephen's day.
Me too.
Happy Charlene Murphy Day to everyone who celebrates.
Finally. Finally it happened.
Second, finally.
Finally.
And do you know what? I was so worried for the entire episode that we were going to get like just the normal Villa and then at the last minute be like, right, here's Castlemore. But they were straight in.
I love that. Yeah,
there was like, lots going on.
First thing in the morning, they were woken up and we knew then we were going to get the whole episode of Charlene and Castlemore. You know, I met Charlene at Marley Park last weekend.
Sorry, and you never said this on air because you were obviously secretive, but go on.
So
tell everyone.
Last weekend, I was at Olivia Dean. I was queuing at the bar and I saw Charlene out of the corner of my eye and she came over and said hello. And I, you know, when you're having that tiny moment of like, hi, how are you? And I was like, well, I won't, I will, mm-hmm. I won't, I. And I said, ah, feck it. I said, come here. Now, I don't know if the rumours are true, but if they're true, best luck.
And she is that went, what you said?
Yeah, yeah. And she said, ah, sure, I don't know. Sure, well, I don't know. I don't know. Sure, we'll see.
Right.
So there you go.
And that was it.
That's all. Like, and I was like, she's clearly not said a word for months. She's not going to tell me the truth, obviously. She barely knows me. I've met her like four times. But you know what I mean?
That's
was like,
funny.
Just all I'm saying is if it's true, best look.
Yeah.
As she was class. She's wearing a green bikini.
Sorry,
welcome.
I thought she
representing
was,
Ireland.
I thought she was amazing. I thought she was so sound, so classy, so like... But like didn't hold back. Like, and she was trying, when she was talking to Fitzy, and she was basically like, we need to see more from you. Like, it's given boring. Do you know what I mean? And he was like, all right, okay. Now, what's going to happen? I have no idea. But I have a couple of like
theories.
There's a couple of things. A lot of people are saying that she could potentially be coupled up with Fitzy. I don't think that's going to happen. People have been saying that, oh yeah, she's in there for Fitzy. I don't see it happening. I think Fitzy's too much of a game player. He knows what he's doing with Lola. I think he's going to go all the way to the end with Lola. All the Facebook mammies would absolutely hate him if he's straight.
It's true. It's true. And they're the ones who actually take the time to vote.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? And do that. I also think it's just kind of, I don't really see them as a couple personally. I think it's just a bit like, oh, they know each other and they're Irish. Or get them together. I don't really see it. I think they're a bit of a mismatch as a couple.
Yeah. Now, I'm worried though, because Cavan, okay? I think if Cavan gets to know Charlene and chats to her for a couple of days in Casa Amor, I don't know if he'll give up Jasmine.
This is exactly what my friend said last night. We were chatting in the group, had a big debrief once the episode ended.
And Cavan's too nice.
I hadn't even really digested it yet, but I was like, Cavan's obsessed. Cavan loves her. Cavan's in love. Like, she's in
with
Cavan.
Charlene or with Jasmine?
With Charlene. Like, okay. Even yesterday when they had the kissing challenge, you could see he didn't want the kiss to end.
Yes,
you know, he was like, Charlene, stand up. I'm going to kiss you again. And he seemed so chuffed with himself. But I understand what you were saying, because then my friend was chatting to me online and she was like, no, like, he loves Jasmine. Like, he's in love.
I think he's in love with Jasmine.
You have to remember, he's actually quite young.
Yeah, he's 21.
And he only showed it kind of over the last few days, that youthfulness in, not that it's like he's completely legitimate to be, his feelings are his feelings for Jasmine, but you can see he's kind of a little bit blinded by love for her. You know what I mean?
I think a little bit, yeah. Now, he is standing on business saying he wants to, you know, do a break or whatever. Interesting time to do it right before Casa Amor.
Yeah.
So I'd be worried that he's going to go back to Jazz. The only other person I could see her potentially coupling up with is Lorenzo.
Yeah, Lorenzo's an interesting one, but hopefully, I hope that Charlene knows better. He just seems to be one of those guys. I can't see him settling for anyone.
I wouldn't mind that. It's just more
get her back
her
into the
main
village. Yeah, I get you. I tried to explain it to my fellow Jack yesterday. He's for the first time watching Love Island, and he was like, sure, what does it matter? I was like, no, this is vital.
Yeah.
You need to get back in. I had to explain the whole concept of if you choose to go back in solo, or sorry, if you choose to stay loyal and then they're coupled up, you're gone.
You're gone.
Like, it's over. So you need to be
selective. Interesting, like, isn't it so interesting that Charlene went in now on Casa Amor, unless producers were like, don't worry, we'll sort you out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why is she a Casa Amor bombshell?
Well, this is the thing I was thinking about, right, when it came to Charlene's situation. Now, this is just my theory, I have no idea. Charlene is like an influencer, okay?
Yeah.
So
she
has
doesn't
these
need
deals.
Love Island.
Nope, not even necessarily that. But you know, for example, if you worked as a builder, right? Mm-hmm. And you're one of the lads in there and you're a builder and you've got a job to work on this site.
Yeah.
You have given up your entire job for however long, because they can't give you the time off and you don't know what's going to happen after. Whereas for someone like Charlene, if she was like, okay, if I was to go in a Casa Amor, it's maximum 3 weeks. I can't work, do my brand deals, or like, you know, the clients and stuff that she works for in her own right. I don't even know exactly how all that works. She kind of has the prerogative to do it, but maybe not for the full amount of time. Maybe it suited her to be like, I'll go in for Casa,
I'll
do
Casa
3 weeks. And then regardless,
I think whatever happens is exactly what Charlene meant to happen.
I think so too.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that if she wants to go in for
she's
the full
so
thing,
clever.
She could have.
Yeah.
But it probably suits her rather than someone who... Whereas, like, for example, if I'm a builder and they say, do you want to come in for Casa? I'm like, I'm not going to risk it all for 3 weeks because I'll have lost my job.
Yes.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, 100%. I guess
so. I think it suits her. In her
it
position.
Does. And listen, we wish her the best.
Yeah, like
luck.
This is like, I love this. Like, for the last like 3 weeks of the show, we've come on a Monday and be like, the World Cup this, the World Cup that. I'm like, no, finally, this is it, baby.
And lastly, before we end up, did you see Tommy on After Sun yesterday saying that all the boys basically knew Charlene was going in and kept saying to all the boys, to Fitzy, oh, Charlene's coming for you. Charlene's coming for you.
But isn't that mad? How did they know?
I'd say because Tommy went in as a bombshell and there's so much rumours on everywhere that she was going in. So
Where do those rumours even start? She's covered it up so well
for
months.
Because she was hanging out with Lucinda all of the
stuff.
True, the whole
they went to Coachella and everything, didn't they? And that was kind of that, yeah.
So there you go.
Anyway, she's absolutely killing it. Go on, Shirley.
Yup, Shirley.
Let's get into the villa, girl. Get into the main villa.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
Mm-mm.
Okay, welcome on into That's Not My Name. This is the game that with no hints or clues, myself and Dave, we try to guess your name. This morning, though, is a funny one because producer Callum is off. So every single guess lands in the semi-capable hands of Mr. David Hammond this morning.
I don't know what you're saying semi for. I have 9 guesses. I'm so guessing this person, these people's names.
You think you got this in the bag this morning?
I 100% have.
Okay, so what's going to happen here is people have been sending in voice notes to us on 087-711-103 telling us what their name is. Now, obviously in the room, David is not going to hear those voice notes, but I obviously have the weird insight this week of knowing what people's names are. You listening are going to hear the voice notes of those names and then we will hand over to Dave to give it a guess.
Obviously, I'm going to take my headphones off.
So you get your headphones off there, David.
Headphones off.
And let's hear voice note number one.
Let's have a check in. It's going to be
my name is Kian.
Okay, here we go. Dave, had headphones
Player
back on.
Player one.
Player one, hello.
Brian, how are yourself?
Yeah, not too
not
bad.
Not too bad. Have a good weekend.
Great weekend, actually, yeah.
Good. What were you doing?
I went to an 18th birthday party, my brother-in-law's, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Nice.
Very good. All right, player one, without no hints or clues, I'm going to guess your name. I have no idea what your name is. Emma does know what your name is.
I do.
Okay, so let's do this. Player one, is your name Alan?
No.
That's not your name.
That's not your name. Player one, is your name Michael?
No.
What's your name? Player one.
Come on, Dave.
My last,
it's so obvious.
My
so
last guess. No, see, I knew you were going to start doing this. You have to shush. Because if this goes and people start getting annoyed at us. Player one, is your name Sean?
It is not, no.
Oh, no, man. Come on, tell us what your name is.
Go on, player one, reveal yourself.
My name is Kian.
Your name is Kian.
Of course the name's Kian, Dave.
Yeah, of course.
So obvious.
So obvious.
Kian, I'm so sorry it wasn't to be today. Thanks for giving it a lash.
Thanks, Kian. Good luck.
It's okay. Thanks a million, guys.
Bye. Okay, look, we still have 2 opportunities for Dave to do the business here.
Don't worry about it. I'm just warming up.
Just warming up. All right. Headphones off.
Headphones off.
In the room again then, please. And let's hear voice note. Iver Ado.
My name is Denise.
All right, Dave, headphones back
player
on.
Player two.
Yep. How are you, player two?
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, player two, without any hints or clues, I'm going to guess your name. Here we go, and then I'm going to gift you 16 IMC Cinema passes. Here we go. Player two, is your name Megan?
That's not my name.
That's not my name. Okay, don't worry. Don't worry. It's two more guesses. Player two, is your name Kira?
That is not my name.
Oh, that is. That makes you go, ooh.
And lastly, here we go. Player two, is your name Shauna?
That is not my name.
Oh, you're a horrible person, Shauna. Why would you do
Shauna,
that to me?
You're calling her now.
I can't believe you did that to me. That really killed me. Player two, reveal.
Shauna, caller two. That's my name.
Shauna, player two. Yeah, go on. Tell us what your name is, hon.
Reveal yourself.
My name is Denise.
Your name is Denise. I never would have gotten Denise. In fairness, player two, I'm very sorry. Thank you so much for playing and have a fantastic day.
No problem.
Thank See you, Denise.
Good luck, Denise. You too.
Talk to you later. Okay, this could be iconic, Dave. You can do this on the third player. No. You can do this. You can do this. Headphones off for the final
headphones
time.
Headphones off.
My name is Ian.
All right, here we go. Player three. Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Not too bad at all. Now, without any hints or clues, I'm going to try and guess your name and then gift you 16 IMC Cinema passes if I get it right. All right, here we go. Player three. He's just had a nice drink of coffee over the phone to us. I can hear it clearly. So his name must be Kieran. Is your name Kieran, player three?
That's not my name.
That's not, okay, don't worry about it. Well, let's go weird. Let's go weird.
Come on, Dave.
Let's go. Player three, is your name Malachi?
Ooh.
That's not my name.
Okay, and player three, last but not least, is your name Ross?
That's not my name.
Ah, what a horrible game this has been. Player three, please reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name is Ian.
Ah, I thought you were going to say David and I would have got very sad. Ian, it wasn't to be, but thank you so much for playing. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Ian.
Yo, thanks very much.
Cheers. Good luck.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
I hate this game.
I know, it sucks sometimes, man, doesn't it? And it's hard. I'm thinking about Callum's like, and he's like, how do you not get it? It feels so silly, but it feels so obvious when you know.
18 next week.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
On Spin. When
I
wake
up, I feel good. Turn it
on. Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Let's get it.
Good morning. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. What is the crack?
Morning. What's happening?
I'm absolutely devastated today.
You're devo, come on.
Yeah, I just have a little bit of a pain in my belly, you know, like a little sad feeling whenever I remember something. And the thing that I keep remembering is that I'm finally up to date with Clarkson's Farm.
Okay.
And I have to wait a year for a new season now.
Oh.
It's been my life for the last month, I guess, because I started watching from season one and I was spoiled with so many episodes to catch up on, like five
whole seasons. Only recently you started watching?
Yeah, for the very first time. Jack tried to get me into it about last year. Not that he tried, but he was watching it and was like, I think you'd like it.
I loved the earlier seasons of it. I didn't like the later seasons of it.
What made you change?
I thought the earlier seasons were very good. I thought the rest of them, like maybe from like, after you remember when he goes to build the restaurant?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like closed down and stuff like that. Yeah. The season after that one, I was just like, I've just felt it was really contrived and it was really like forced trying to be funny. And I just
was
like,
that when Caleb kind of went off to be a star and went traveling around and all?
And then he kind of came back and I was just like, oh, you're just annoying me now.
I swear you will get over that if you keep going, because Caleb kind of, like, there's no more talk.
I liked that girl.
That tour.
Do you remember the girl?
Harriet.
Yeah, Harriet.
I loved her. She was great.
I loved the first season when he bought the Lamborghini tractor.
Yeah, yeah.
Thought that was gas.
I never knew you watched it.
Yeah, I'd watched it years ago.
Oh, right, yeah. That's how late to the party I am. So
when it came out years ago, yeah.
So like 2019 even, because it was all before COVID, wasn't it? 2018
even. Yes, yeah. COVID.
I'm so behind. But you know when you have something like that, and you're like, I'm spoiled because it's my whole life because I've got endless episodes to get through. And then yesterday got up to the most recent one and I was like, I have to wait now like everyone else.
You poor thing.
I just don't know what I'm going to do with my time.
We are so spoiled as a humanity, because do you remember back in the day where you just had to wait until next week for the episode, or you had to just wait till next year for one episode a week?
Yeah.
Back in the day, I remember Desperate Housewives coming out once a week and I was like, this is killing me.
Yeah, and not being able to just power through. Yeah, I wish that they did it like that, because then I'd have Clarkson's Farm in my life for so much longer.
Yeah, you would.
Need to move on to something else. I need some recommendations, you know, something to just... It's so lighthearted, but so emotional
sink
and lovely as well.
Into.
Exactly, yeah. We are going to kick off this week's Tricky 10 gameplay in a moment.
Tricky
10. The Tricky 10 is where we ask you some questions, get them all right, you win €2,000. If you don't get them all right, that's fine. You can still top the leaderboard and win a prize at the end of the week. That is a €100 voucher for pennies.
Oh,
nice.
Lovely. Perfect.
That would be nice.
Especially get a few bits and bobs, girls and guys. Aidan is on to give it a go this morning. Did you get up to anything wild or exciting over the weekend? Where is Aidan? Toshé on shock. Hey, pasa. Not sure why we're not there. He should be on the line. Let me just check. My apologies for the technical error, everybody.
Do you want me to vamp while we look for Aidan?
I'd like you to vamp, man.
Okay, what could I possibly vamp about?
Oh,
he's there. Sorry, Aidan, can you hear us there? Did you get up to anything exciting over the weekend?
No, I have three young kids, so my weekends are their weekends.
Okay, well, what did they do? How was their weekend?
They played a lot of sport.
Very good. What sport, Aidan?
Hurling.
Very nice. I like that.
Is that a bit nervy as a dad? Like, you know, because it's a bit, do you know what I mean? Like,
violent.
You're like your child's running around with a stick.
Aidan sounds like a country man, so I bet Aidan is made of
steel.
Stronger stuff.
Yeah.
That.
What part of the country are you from, Aidan?
I'm from Leash.
Right. Very nice.
Great day for Leash yesterday.
Was it?
Yeah.
Match.
Who did
big successful match? Am I right?
Who did Leash play?
No, I think you're thinking of Louth.
I am thinking of Louth. I must apologise. Let's just move on from that. And I think Aidan.
Louth, Leash, Longford.
Man. And you know what? If you make any mistakes on the Tricky 10, you just remember she made a fool of herself.
She made
a big fool of herself.
Aidan, what's the plan for the day?
We're actually going camping today.
Very cool.
Stop.
That's deadly.
What county are you headed for?
Wicklow.
Very nice.
Great crack.
Aidan,
enjoy.
Deadly. I'd absolutely hate to do it, but I'm really happy for other people when they go and do it, because it makes them happy. So, Aidan, that sounds like a fantastic day. Let's see if we can get £2,000 in your pocket before you go.
Yeah, you can just go to a hotel then.
Yeah.
So mind the camping.
You can go and buy your dinner as opposed to fishing for it.
Okay, right, here we go,
let's
Aidan.
Let's do it.
First time this week, your chance to win big on the the tricky 10. 55 seconds about to go on the clock. Dave's going to ask you your 10 questions. We know that every answer is a number between 1 and 10 and not leash. That won't repeat. Now, we can only accept your first answer. And if you don't know an answer, make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, we'll sort you out with a 100 euro voucher for pennies. Pennies one.
Nice.
If you get all 10 questions correctly this morning, though, we'll sort you with 2 grand. How are you feeling? Are you good to go?
Yeah, good to go.
All right, Aiden, let's do this thing. The tricky 10. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. The Wimbledon tennis tournament runs for how many weeks?
Three.
How many letters are there in the word quadruple?
Nine.
The first song on Taylor Swift's album Folklore is called The What?
One.
In the Bible, how many commandments did Moses receive?
10.
The pound symbol appears on which number on a computer keyboard?
4.
If I had an extra toe on one foot, how many toes would I have on that foot?
6.
How many rings are there on the Olympic flag?
5.
The film Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix was released in the year 2000 and what?
7.
What is the second digit after the decimal point in pi?
4.
What number would be known? Oh, and there's our time. All right, Aiden, we got through 9 out of 10 questions. How did you find them?
The Wimbledon one threw me straight away.
It's horrible when the first one is something that you don't know, isn't it? Because it kind of just makes you go, damn it. Like, yeah. Right.
Wimbledon starts today, and we will find out in a few minutes for how long it goes.
Yeah.
Shall we talk?
Dave, you're going to be so busy between the World Cup, Love Island, and Wimbledon.
I honestly will not be away from a screen.
Aiden, what number would you be kind of like? Do you know what? I'm happy with that going forward for the week.
Maybe 5.
5. All right, let's see.
Okay, let's start them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, I was not expecting that. Aiden, 7 out of 9
you
questions
so
you answered.
Well, Aiden.
That's unreal.
Really, really well. We'll go back to the Wimbledon one. Yeah, I did catch you. And I kind of caught up. I used a little bit of your time. But the tennis tournament Wimbledon, it runs for how many weeks? It's just the 2 weeks rather than 3. And the only other one that caught you this morning was the pound symbol appears on which number on a computer keyboard? You were so close there with 4. The answer is 3. 4 has the dollar symbol in the euro,
it
but
does.
3 has the pound.
Yeah.
And they're the only 2 that caught you out. You did so well. Well done.
Well done, Aiden. A brilliant score to top the leaderboard, and you're in the running for that 100 euro pennies voucher. Have a fantastic time camping.
Enjoy.
You too, guys.
Good luck. Be safe.
Talk later. Did you ever do a camping trip, Dave, growing up? No, never.
Never. My parents and my whole family go on a camping trip every single year, and I've never once gone with them.
Even your little fella, you were like, nah, put me in with the babysitter.
I slept outside in the tent in the garden once. But I was just because I was bold. No, I'm joking.
Get out there, you! I don't want to see
to
you
the tent, mister.
You know what that means, to the tent, Mr. Hammond.
Tricky in a WhatsApp if you want to play later. 087-711-1038. Come on and win 2,000 euros.
On the show last week, Dave and I got a bit of a slap on the wrist from you listening. And I think it was just because we were talking on the show about when you kind of show up for a gig. Producer Callum was saying to us, I was in Rathmines the other day before Olivia Dean, he told us. And at 6:30, Callum said him and his girlfriend were wandering around and saw people that looked like they were dressed going off to Olivia Dean. And him and his girlfriend were saying, oh, Jesus, if that was us, we'd be well at the gig by now at 6:30.
So the doors opened at 4. They said they would have been there at 4.
Yes, they would have been raring to go as the gates opened. And it became this whole thing on the show, just wondering, are you someone who does arrive with bells on at the arena or at any gig, any venue, way in advance, right when you're allowed to go in? Or are you someone who shows up for the main act? And me and Dave were saying, yeah, sometimes I can cut it kind of fine and just get in the time for the main act.
I love it when I cut it perfectly fine and I arrive in. I think I arrived into Marley Park last year just as David Guetta took to the stage and I was like, this is perfect.
Perfect, yeah. And there's nothing worse thinking than if you get it a little bit wrong, because one of the best bits when you feel that kind of euphoria in your belly is when you see their entrance. You're like, I hate missing that.
Yeah.
But basically, we got a lot of slack on the show from you listening going, what are you doing? You're idiots. You need to go to the support act. And we were like, oh yeah, well obviously that's a very good point.
Well, you should support the support acts, especially if they're like lesser known.
And, exactly. Yeah. And also, you could be missing out on absolute gold, because the likelihood is if they're on support, they're going to go on and be very successful, and you could then be that person going, well, I saw them when they were just starting off, you know, supporting. So with that in mind on the show this morning, brag about it. We want to know this morning, who did you see as a support act that's huge right now, okay? 087-711-1038. Some of the messages that we got in last week on the back of our us, like the kind of schlack we were getting, was Luke saying, I went to see Lewis Capaldi a few years ago in the Three Arena. Ray was the support act and Luke was saying, go to the support act.
That's really, really cool. Ray would be a good one to see. I think I have seen Ray live, but I think it was at...
it was our own show rather than at a support act, yeah.
Someone said an interesting support act story that makes me feel old. They saw The Killers in the Academy.
Wow.
That was unbelievable. On Abbey Street in their early days, and their support act was Ed Sheeran.
That's crazy.
Gary, what the hell? That's an unbelievable night.
It's an unbelievable flex as well to know that. I was looking this morning just to kind of go back over the last few years of like who's big now. So for example, Chapel Roan supported Olivia Rodrigo on the Guts World Tour in 2024.
Interesting.
She's obviously one of the biggest breakout pop stars.
She was always going to be huge.
She was. But again, imagine supporting Olivia Rodrigo. It's mad to think now. Gracie Abrams and Sabrina Carpenter, we know this, both supported Taylor Swift on different stops on the Eras Tour. Loli Young supported Billie Eilish. She's grown rapidly with streaming in particular.
Did she? That's interesting.
Yeah.
I did actually see, I think I saw Maisie Peters support like someone.
Okay.
I don't know who it was, but...
That's class.
Interesting that I remember Maisie Peters and not who the act was.
Well, there you go. More fuel to the fire of go to the support act. Doechii supported Kendrick Lamar and SZA on their tour last year, and Doechii now is selling out those venues herself. Fontaines DC supported the Arctic Monkeys early in their career in America.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's deadly.
So go on, brag. Tell us, who did you see as a support act that is a massive artist now? 087-711-103. We'd love your voice notes now.
It also might be like a comedian. Because a lot of comedians do like have up and coming comedians before open up for, like, even our Fiona opened up for Alan Carr.
So true.
Which is so cool.
It's a really good point. Support acts in comedy and music, 087-711-103. We were saying that on the show last week, we were chatting about arriving to gigs and what time are you kind of there for gates open? Are you there for the main act? And Dave and I got a bit of slack, and deservedly so, for being like, yeah, we tend to show up kind of for the main act. But we've been told all weekend on WhatsApp, people messaging in on the podcast, what do you mean it really drove people mad? Going, yeah, you need to go to the support act. It's where like so much talent is born. And so we're asking this morning, who did you see as a support act that is huge now? 087-711-103. This is Michelle.
Hi guys, I saw Sabrina Carpenter support the Vamps in both Belfast and Dublin in about 2018.
Okay, that's kind of cool,
isn't it?
She supported the Vamps.
This is the thing.
Crazy.
Because everyone was saying she was kind of on the up, wasn't she? When she supported Taylor Swift, it was like, oh my god, she's class. But the fact that she supported the Vamps,
she has
years
been
ago,
on the up for years. I remember in college listening to a song of hers called Tums, and me and my friends were like, listen to this shite song. And then I was listening to it, going, yeah, shite. And I've listened to it ever since because I loved it.
It's so good.
But yeah, that's the. Crazy. That's such a flex.
It's
to be like
such a good flex. Yeah, well, I saw her back in 2018. She was friend of Vance. 087-711-103. Get in touch. Who did you see as a support act? That's huge right now.
For now, though, we're asking you what support acts you saw like before they got huge. Like maybe you saw someone huge and you saw them years ago and they were only supporting someone. So we're curious. 087-711-103. I was looking kind of back. Obviously, I've mentioned my one about... Gavin James, I saw when he performed, he was supporting Codaline in the Three Arena a couple of years back. I remember I went to see David O'Doherty perform.
Comedian.
I think it was in Whelan's, and Nish Kumar supported him.
Who's Nish Kumar
now? Nish Kumar, you'd probably recognise him, but he does a lot of the panel shows in the UK now.
Ah, yes.
And he's kind of even bigger than David O'Doherty was.
Interesting.
And then who else did I see? Do you remember when everyone in the country got free tickets to see Taylor Swift at Croke Park?
Yeah.
And who supported her then? Do you remember?
Ooh, Charlie XCX.
And Camila Cabello.
That's class.
It was savage.
A support acts like
was so
even like coming back to home in the last week to have CMAT on support for Lewis Capaldi.
Unbelievable.
That was a big support act as well, you know. Danielle is there. How are you?
Good. How are you both?
Yeah, we're good, Danielle. Right, tell us, who did you see? Brag to us. Who was your support act that you saw before they got huge?
Dermot Kennedy was supporting Mumford & Sons.
Oh my God.
I remember it well. Are we going back to 2018 there?
Yeah.
Malahide Castle.
Really?
Yeah, it was so good.
Wasn't that bizarre?
I actually bought the tickets just to see Dermot.
Really? Was Dermot not big back then?
He was. It must have been one of those situations, wasn't it, Danielle, where like he must have been booked literally years in advance because I remember being there and us all rushing to get to the support act because it was like, great bonus Dermot Kennedy gig while we're here kind of a thing, but he was huge at the time himself. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's so, so cool. I love that. All right, thank you, Danielle. Appreciate it.
This in from Kay on WhatsApp as well, a voice note.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I went to go see Drake, and The Weeknd was his support.
No way.
2014, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh my God.
I was a huge Weeknd fan, and back then when nobody really knew him. And now look, he's back this August selling out 2 dates in Crowbrook.
Isn't that unbelievable, seeing The Weeknd as a supporter?
I think it must be really cool to discover. I used to discover new music all the time, and then, you know what I mean? Yeah. Now I don't do that anymore because I've gotten older. And
yeah,
I'm
know.
Just like, no, I'm just going to listen to the old stuff I have. But I remember like discovering old bands, and when they got big, being like, I knew who they were first.
Yeah.
But that's a really cool one. The Weeknd is savage.
That is incredibly cool, yeah. Louise is there. Hello.
Hey, Louise.
Hi, how's things?
Good, Louise. All right, Louise, we're curious. Who did you see as a support act?
Noah Kahan supported Dermot Kennedy.
He supported Dermot Kennedy, did he?
Yeah. No, it was in Glasgow.
That's unreal.
Dermot Kennedy gig. And yeah, Noah Kahan. No, I hadn't heard of him, but now obviously he's huge.
That's
oh my
nuts.
God, that is really
and
wild.
What did you
yeah.
think when you were watching him perform? Were you like, this guy's going to get huge? Or were you like, oh, for God's sake,
yeah,
and you just get Dermot on?
No, I thought both. So he was really good. A few people around me loved him and knew all about him, but I didn't.
Okay.
He was really good.
That's unreal.
And I also saw the script back in the Button Factory before they made it big.
Wow.
And his boyfriend at the time was in the bathroom with
Danny,
yeah.
That's so funny.
You're joking.
And look at them now, untouchable.
That's
a long
so
time
cool.
since the Button Factory.
I know.
Some very cool flexes you got there, Louise.
I know.
All the small bands in the world want Louise to go to the gigs. Yes. Because that exactly. means when Louise goes to the gigs, they go huge.
Yeah, exactly. She's the good luck charm.
I love that, Louise. Thank you so much for sharing that. Have a fantastic day.
Not at all, guys. Have a lovely day.
You too.
Bye. Talk to you later. Get in touch if you haven't. Who was a support act that you saw that is huge now in their own right?
Who have you seen on support? Maybe that's gotten huge recently. And you kind of brag about it to everyone, because that's what I do.
That's exactly what I do as well. 087 711 1038. Some great ones coming in. This in from Quiva.
And in, I think, maybe 2018 or 2019, saw Lewis Capaldi open for Picture This. In the Three Arena.
Wow.
Which is so mad, because I'd say Picture This are probably open for him now. But yeah, and he was really good. I remember him being so good, and he's just after playing again now. He had like Marley Park sold out for
that's night. Mad
it's,
isn't
I,
it?
I just don't understand how I haven't heard about these, like,
yeah,
oh, how like, have I not heard of Picture This like playing and Lewis Capaldi support?
Following on from that, Nikki, I think it's the same gig you're both at, guys.
I remember seeing Lewis Capaldi supporting the script years ago in the Three Arena. He was just brilliant at the time.
Oh, so he supported the script and he supported Lewis Capaldi.
Oh,
or sorry,
God.
And he supported Picture This. That is wild, isn't it? To think, like, but your look, it just goes to show, I think we're all the same now. Make sure you get to the support acts. Hayley's standing by there. Hello.
Morning, how are
Hi.
You?
All right, Hayley, who did you see on support who's now huge?
Well, Pharrell Williams supported the script in Crow Park a few years ago, which I thought was mad.
You're joking.
What? That's Pharrell?
Yeah. He supported the script.
Yeah.
There's something wrong
it
there.
Was wild.
That's the wrong way around.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a bit, isn't it?
Yeah,
you
it was wild.
How big the script are.
They are massive. And I think,
know.
Yeah, it's kind of an Irish thing, isn't it? Being like, oh, sure, the script is just Danny and the lads. But
yeah,
it's like, they're no,
they're
actually huge. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's mad.
Especially in Crow Park, it was unreal.
And
it was
did
so
he
good.
Sing Happy?
He did.
And did
I think
you,
he opened with it, to be honest.
Did you clap along if you feel like the room has no roof? Did you clap?
That's, yes.
Good, I'm glad.
And so did my mom. And so did my mom, who was with me.
That's so cute.
I'd say she enjoyed the clap along, did she?
I
my
love
mom loves a good clap along.
She had the best one.
Hayley, that's so cool. Thanks a mil.
Thanks, Bill. Bye.
Bye. Speaking of that, just the clapping along and mams at gigs. My mam did it as well a few years ago. She went to see Coldplay, I think back again, 2018, and she printed the lyrics in the
Stop
car
it.
With her friends, because I saw that viral video over the weekend
yeah.
of the girl's mam at Lewis Capaldi with her printed lyrics, like singing along like
That's
a choir.
That's so cute.
It's so cute. My mam, yeah, she printed all the lyrics for her and her friend and laminated them.
Why?
It was so cute. Because she didn't know the lyrics and she wants to sing everything.
That's so
it's
cute.
It's lovely, isn't it? I think it's a great show, to be honest with. She was like, oh, turn to page 4 there. It's a sky full of stars.
I feel
stars.
Like you're in mass
yeah.
singing choir.
Exactly.
That's gas.
Two messages in about the same gig, I'm pretty sure, and both about Rihanna.
Good morning. My first ever concert, this is going way back, was Pussycat Dolls. But they were supported by Rihanna back in her, like, SOS days.
Isn't that amazing? That's from Surika. But then Jessica was on, and I think we're talking about the same gig here, and she kind of has a little bit more of an insight into Rihanna's performance way back then.
Guys, so back in the day, I went to see the Pussycat Dolls, and Rihanna was their support act.
Yeah.
And she was quite bad live. You literally couldn't barely hear her.
Was she?
And she didn't really sing that well compared to, like, say, now.
Wow.
But yeah, we knew who she was, but, like, she wasn't, like, obviously half as big as she is now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, she supported the Pussycat Dolls.
That's mad. That is crazy. Imagine the flex to say that you've seen Rihanna live on support.
Nicole Scherzinger has lived some life.
Hasn't she? She's lived so many lives within that one life. A couple of messages in here, obviously. The big one is the Aviva Stadium. 2 weeks' time, I think it is. Dermot Kennedy's there.
Yeah.
People, obviously, big fan of Dublin's Aaron Rowe.
Yes, yeah, he's killing
it. Brilliant. This message in saying from Claire, I am going to see Dermot Kennedy next month and Aaron Rowe supporting him. I feel like he's going to be the one that's going to be huge. I feel like I'm getting two gigs for the price of one because I love Aaron Rowe so much. Also on support for Dermot Kennedy is Amble.
Really?
And they're flying it.
They're
in their
huge.
Own right as well. Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's going to be one hell of a gig, especially at the Aviva as well.
It's going to be class, yeah. Okay, no more messing around, Dave. We need to be getting ourselves to support acts.
Fair.
That's the message.
There's so much coming in. It's
so
crazy.
Many.
Some people have seen some serious artists.
Chloe, Cathy, and Sean are rounding things off for us this morning.
Good morning, Finn.
Hello.
So, a couple of years ago, I saw Harry Styles in the Tray Arena and Mabel was supporting him.
Oh, I love Mabel.
She was absolutely amazing.
Hi, guys. I went to see Ed Sheeran in the Phoenix Park and Anne-Marie supported him and she was absolutely phenomenal.
Guys, what about Cascada supporting the two Johnnies there a couple of weeks ago?
Cascada supporting the two Johnnies. What a flex for the two Johnnies.
That's so bizarre.
Oh, guys, that was absolutely brilliant. I did see the videos of Cascada, the two Johnnies. I was like, what's happening in the world?
Oh, that Cascada. Oh, she's deadly, lad.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. Master the midweek top-up shop with groceries delivered in as little as 20 minutes on Just Eat.
Oh, Cascada, what do you have in your chicken fillet roll? Oh, savage. Outrageous, lad.
Let's see what the crack is on Dublin's Road.
Tricky.
It's Monday. People trying to, you know, get a decent score, start the week off right. Your two chances each and every morning on Fully Charged to bag yourself €2,000. 10 questions stand between Leah and doing just that. How was your weekend, gals? You got to any of the big gigs that were on? I'm so sorry.
Leah's over on the other line, isn't she?
She is over on the other line. I'm an awful
Leah, just, gigs.
Did you go to any gigs over the weekend?
No, sadly I was working.
Oh no, what do you do, Leah?
I'm a healthcare assistant.
Healthcare. And are you on today as well?
I am on today.
When do you get a day off?
When is your day off, Leah?
Well, to be fair, I am going to Vegas on Wednesday.
Oh.
Hello, Vegas.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous. That sounds unreal. For
is it
what,
like a
Leah?
Hen or just a bit of crack?
Are you getting married?
No, I'm not. It's a bit of crack.
Good for you, girl.
Have you been before, Leah?
I have once before.
Where did you stay?
Stayed in the Flamingo Hotel.
Oh, interesting. I don't know that one.
Yeah.
We stayed in New York a couple of years ago and it is just the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, all the hotels are fabulous. We walked through a couple of them. They're lovely, yeah.
They're really, really cool. Really nice. Leah, have an absolute ball and let's see if we can
send you
off with some money to Vegas, baby. We are going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, so if you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a €100 voucher for Pennies, which would be nice for to shop before Vegas. But if you answer all 10 questions correct, we'll give you €2,000. Now, Aiden is currently top the leaderboard, scoring 7 in 55 seconds. He ran out the clock. Let's see if you can do any better, Leah. The very best of luck.
Thank you.
You got this, gal. I'm going to count you in. Are you ready to go?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, start the clock. On the calendar, October is what number month of the year?
10.
How many friends were there in the main cast of Friends?
5.
How many Oscars has Jesse Buckley won?
1.
A scorpion has how many legs?
Oh, gosh. 8.
The dollar symbol appears over which number on a computer keyboard?
Oh, God. 4.
England scored how many goals against Panama in the World Cup on Saturday?
2.
Picture this. Played how many consecutive nights at the Three Arena in 2019?
3.
The film Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince was released in the year 2000 and what?
One.
How many people make up the group Mumford & Sons?
Four.
How many groups won the X Factor UK? So take your time there. You've got time now. So over the years eight. In the... Okay, you're saying... What did you say? Eight, was it?
Eight.
Okay. All right.
All right, Leah, how do you think you did?
Oh, I don't know.
What would you be happy
not
with?
Terrible. Anything higher than or the same, maybe.
You want to get higher than Aiden, obviously. Okay. Yeah, fair enough. You got a seven.
Let's tot them up, so.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, score of 5 this morning.
Leah. Listen, not too bad. 50% is not too bad at all. Let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. How many friends were there in the main cast of Friends? You said 5. The answer was 6, being Ross, Rachel, Chandler, Phoebe, Joey and Monica. Picture This played how many consecutive nights in the Three Arena in 2019? You said 3, but the answer was 5. The film Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince was released in the year 2009, not 2001. How many people make up the group Mumford & Sons? You said 4, but the answer was only 3. And how many groups won the UK X Factor? You said 8, but the answer was only 2, being Little Mix and Raxu. So there you go.
Okay.
Leah, all right, darling. I know, it's disappointing, isn't it? Is like, you really want to do it. I know.
But 50%...
It's hard to bring you clean.
It is, 100%. It's a lot of pressure, but you can hold your head high. You got 50%, and that's pretty good. It's a lot better than a lot of other people do.
You're off to Vegas, baby.
Exactly. Leah, enjoy it. Have an absolute blast.
Don't mind the tricky 10. You're going to Vegas. So have the most amazing time. See you later.
Good luck, Leah.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Do you want to play tomorrow? Well, you can get in touch right now. Do you want to win yourself 2,000 euro? Bit of a silly question, of course you do. Message us the word tricky right now to register.
I want to go to Vegas.
I'd love to go to Vegas. Yeah, next week. Let's give a trip to Vegas.
Can we do that?
Hey, win the €2,000. Will that get you your flights and your accommodation?
Yeah, that 100%. Yeah. I think Aer Lingus then fly to Vegas as well, which is pretty cool.
Oh, no stopovers.
Yeah.
Happy days, yeah. Okay, tricky in a WhatsApp if you want to play tomorrow. 087 711 103. That's our number. Give us a shout if you want to play. We've talked about Friday's show, so Dave had to leg it after 9 o'clock. And then at 10 o'clock, there was an interview lined up with Jazzy.
Wow.
It's funny, actually, because the last time there was an interview with Jazzy, you and I weren't around for whatever reason, and Fiona spoke to Jazzy on her own.
So we're just all destined to speak to Jazzy on our own.
So next time it'll be you.
Perfect.
Okay, so...
That's a deal.
This is my turn this time. Yeah. Jazzy was in for a chat on Friday. Obviously, this is kind of a funny one because it's in hindsight now, but it was recorded ahead of her doing those two massive gigs over the weekend in Malahide and in Marley with Calvin Harris. So this is Friday's interview when I sat down with Jazzy. Oh my God, just for context, we're sitting here before what is definitely going to be an incredibly memorable weekend for you. You're listening to this chat with Jazzy on Monday on the back of two epic gigs with Calvin Harris. I love that we're getting to chat before. How are you feeling?
I'm like so nervous but also buzzing for it.
Just so excited.
Yeah, it's unreal getting to support Calvin Harris. Is huge for me, you know.
Of course.
But yeah, just getting to do these two huge gigs in Ireland as well. I don't get to do a lot of gigs here anymore, you know. I'm usually going off somewhere else in the world, but yeah, I'm buzzing for them.
Oh my God. I mean, like, let's just talk about the relationship with him, I suppose, over the last few months. You kind of announced the big news a few months ago that you have collaborated. I'm obsessed, by the way.
You like the song, yeah.
That's what we do. you know, it's probably the most classic question you'll be asked, but what was it like working with him?
It was great. It was
you must
great.
Have he grown up listening to his music like I did as well.
100%. Yeah. And like totally. And as well, like getting to work with him was always like a joke we kind of talked about at the start when I first
imagine.
And it's so funny, you say it so many times and then you literally manifest it into reality, which is crazy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So did you actually got in studio, record vocals with him, everything?
I did. Yeah. We got in the studio. We have a friend in common that we write with, a guy called Theo Hutchcraft. He's really lovely. I write with him all the time. He's a legend. But yeah, he basically has a really good relationship with Calvin.
Basically
he was like, oh, Calvin has this tune, like he wanted to try something on it. So yeah, that was like December last year. So
recording a big summery tune in December with Calvin Harris.
It was freezing.
So this weekend you're supporting him, but I presume, and I suppose I was going to say, can you give me an exclusive, but everyone's going to hear this after the fact. Did you over the weekend come out to perform the song with Calvin together?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Damn it.
It's not planned anyways, but we'll see.
Oh, sure, you never know.
We'll see. You never know.
The new single then, Invisible, played it for the first time on our show this morning. Absolute thumper as well. And this is your own, out on your own as well. Cool sound. You kind of got two different varieties of, I don't know, and forgive me for my lack of like dance music knowledge when it comes to explaining, but like
a very different sound, say, to the one with Calvin Harris. But 100%, such a banger.
The one with Calvin is very summery, like light-hearted, and this one is like clubby banger.
Yeah.
Chris Lorenzo is a legend as well. I love walking with him.
He's also got a class name.
Yeah, it's a cool name, isn't it? He's from Birmingham as well. He sounds like
Jazzy from Dublin, sounding cool as hell with Jazzy as well. And then obviously we're gearing up for the debut album. This has been a few years in the works now. You must have enough in your catalogue at this stage to go, right, what's going to make the cut?
100%. That's what I'm at. I've been having conversations with people about, like, the amount of songs I have sitting in a folder. Yeah. Just people don't realise how much time I spend in the studio over the years. Like,
The songs that like exist are ready to go, but no one's heard yet.
I know, and I've been listening to them for a hot minute, so I'm like ready to get it out now.
Yeah, 100%. Really exciting. I have to tell you, I was a bit starstruck by you there a few months ago. I was in the Ashleaf. I was in the shopping centre and I saw you in Dunn's.
Starstruck by me?
Yeah, it was.
Stop, will you?
I was kind of just walking around picking up a few bits and I was like, there's Jazzy. Ashleaf, I think, is one of the most underrated shopping centres in Dublin.
It's a good little one.
It's those little ones, I think, in Dublin that I'm like so passionate about keeping like so alive. I'm a big Nutgrove fan.
I used to go to Nutgrove myself on the road. Yeah,
it's so good. Yeah, but Ashleaf is top tier. I was in getting
used to
my bedsheets
in there.
Which one in Ashleaf?
Yeah.
No way.
In the Dunn's, yeah.
You were just strolling around Dunn's minding your own business and you were thinking, I was like, Jesus, there's that Jazzy in Dunn's. I was like, I'll leave her alone, she's doing her bits. With a name like Jazzy, we want to play a silly, stupid game with you on the show this morning, which is this a jazz musician or not? Okay. Some of these people have been dead for a long time, but let's just give this a go for the laugh.
Go on.
Is this person a jazz musician or not? Charles Mingus.
I'm going to say yeah.
Rings a bell? Mingus is kind of a cool name as well. Charles Mingus, he was a jazz musician.
Lovely.
American lad, died back in 1979. What about Ruby Fontaine?
That sounds a bit jazzy as well, I think.
It does, but she's not a jazz musician. Okay, don't know who enough. She is, actually. No, our producer just made that name up. Johnny St. Clair, a jazz musician or not?
St. Clair, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, you're right. Fake. Yeah. Perfect. Herbie Hancock.
That sounds a bit jazzy.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. You know the jazzy vibes. Real American. Sarah Vaughan.
Sarah Vaughan, I'm going to say no.
Actually, she was real at the time, back in the early 90s. She was known as the kind of the queen of jazz back then.
Wow,
she died
okay.
a long, long time ago.
Don't you notice hopelessly I'm lost?
Clara Bell.
Clara Bell, yeah.
Yeah. Again, this is just taking shots in the dark here. Also not a jazz musician. I know your name, like your name is Yasmin. Is that where Jazzy came about in terms of the name?
So Jazzy came from, it's funny because I didn't choose it myself, I just kind of got christened that. So I used to be in a band called PCM and the boys in the band used to call me Jazzy Yaz.
Class.
I think it was a reference to how I sound when I sing, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Over the years, I dropped the Yaz and it just came Jazzy.
I love it. Do you find it funny now? Is it just like your ma, when you hear like Yasmin, you're like, oh, I'm in trouble.
You know, it's someone in my close circle anyways if I hear Yasmin.
Yeah. Standing out from the crowd, you're like fan versus like pal.
Yeah.
You have the most exciting weekend ahead of you. I hope you enjoy every single second of it. And obviously the new single just out right now, Invisible, and the debut album later this year. An absolute pleasure to catch up. Hopefully see you in the Ashleaf soon.
100%. Thank
Mind
you.
Yourself, Jazzy.
Lads, I kind of forgot to tell you this mad story. Well, not really mad story, but just something that happened while I was on holidays. Remember when I was in Crete there 2 weeks ago? And I like to bring my own HDMI to like a USB-C cable with me on holidays so that I can plug in my phone or my iPad to the TV in the hotel room.
I think before you were going away, didn't you tell me, you showed me your notes folder and you had a document of like in your notes folder of all the things you wanted to pack, and to me it was like full tech.
It was all the tech you
wanted to bring.
I'm such a loser. But I had this cable and so I was like, went and got to the hotel room, plugged it in, and it was nothing. The TV in the hotel is locked down. You can't do anything. You can only watch the channels that it's built in.
What are they so afraid of?
They're afraid that you'll go in and change some settings and basically block the TV or do something, which is what I decided. I can bypass that. So you have like, on most TVs, you can basically have a setting called like hospitality mode, which is basically like the TV being locked out to anyone but the hotel.
Right,
but you can bypass it. by using a code. So there's a certain code for any TV. So all you have to do is look up the code for the for that particular TV that is in your hotel room.
No way.
So do you want to know?
Go
my
on, you genius.
Do you want to know what my code was for my Samsung hotel room?
What?
Mute, up, down, enter, mute.
And you figure that out by just looking up the make and model of the telly.
It's like a cheat code.
Wow.
And so that way it brings up this settings menu and you can basically turn off hospitality mode.
That's so funny.
I would not recommend it.
Oh, wow.
I
happens?
Would not recommend it.
No, go on.
Because I had no idea how to get it back on.
Oh.
I finally managed to get it back on and then we'd moved rooms. And so I did it again and messed with some settings. Completely messed it up. Every time I put in the cheat code now, it was like, enter a code. And I was like, I don't know what the code is. And if I enter it too many times, wrong. The TV might completely shut down.
Yeah.
And so then anyway, that was fine. We were still able to like plug into my phone and watch Love Island, so we were happy out. But I was like, oh God, I'm not going to have this fixed. I was ChatGPT in it nonstop. And ChatGPT was like, don't worry, hotels deal with this all the time. They'll just come in and reset it with their own remote.
Were you worried that you got like a real surplus charge or something if they went in and the telly was broken?
So then I was just like, kind of forgot about a grand. And then we checked out. And then I went back to the hotel reception there a couple of hours after we checked out. And I was like, listen, I left my cable in the TV.
Oh, you had to own it by saying
that. I had to be
owned
because I was like, I left that cable. And they were like, all right, okay. So they brought me back into the room. Just as the maintenance people arrived at the hotel room and they were like, this TV's broke, we have to change it.
No.
So they took the TV off and I was like, mad that it's broke. Anyway, see you later.
No way.
I didn't even get my cable.
Did you get away with it?
Well, they haven't called me yet, but I'm expecting a phone call any minute.
Oh,
this
block.
Is just going to be, yeah. Did you break the
No!
It was broken
talking
before.
About that HDMI cable. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Keep it. It's a gift.
Why did I go back for the cable? It's so stupid.
Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.